In radio and podcasting, words are our bread and butter. But I can't find the right ones on a Memorial Day weekend to say to someone who's lost a loved one serving our country. Nothing that'll erase even one iota of the pain of losing someone special to them, and someone so special that they raised their hand and said, "I'll lay my life on the line for all of you." Yeah, for their sake, I want to bring them comfort. But I have to admit, that's also so I'll be less uncomfortable looking in their eyes. I know several Gold Star family members. That's the designation for family members of the fallen. And through the years, I've given up trying to tell them how sorry I am because I can't really understand their loss. What's crazy is this. I started learning that lesson when I went into combat. In the weeks before I arrived at Camp Taji, Iraq, north of Baghdad, in the summer of 2006, the brigade I was embedded with had lost 6 soldiers. The day after arriving, I barely missed being killed when a bomb went off next to the patrol I was riding in. My inability to say something good on this Memorial Day means I need to do something good. So I'll be at a Memorial Day ceremony Monday with my daughters. One's too young to really understand, but my 10-year-old, oh man, she never misses an opportunity to stand for the anthem, even when it's on TV, and that's because she's starting to understand sacrifice. You can also do for military families via an organization I've been involved with for years, Military Assistance Mission. MAM, as it's known, provides financial and morale aid to the families of service members from Arizona. You can find them at azmam.org. MAM was founded by my friend Margie Bonds, a Gold Star mom, who lost her son Michael, a U.S. Marine, in Iraq several years ago. You may have seen Margie's son's face on a billboard recently. On the other end of the billboard is the face of Sergeant Thomas F. Broomhead, a soldier killed in Iraq 20 years ago. Tom is the brother of my friend Mike Broomhead, the guy on the radio. Memorial Day is especially tough for Mike because that's when Tom died. And as usual, when I saw Mike on a Friday before a Memorial Day, I had no idea what to say. So I just hugged him.